This is Conversations. I'm Melissa Montana. Oh, special treat today. I have the beautiful and talented Ann Wilson with me. And we're just going to take a couple of minutes, get to know her better. We love her, love her music. We've been playing it for a while. Got to see her on Winter Jam. She rocked. And so God is doing some amazing things with her. And Ann, thank you for a few minutes with us and just kind of hanging out. Tell me what God's doing in your life right now.
Oh, he's doing so much. He's been so good to me with my career, but also my personal life, just opening doors for me and blessing me. And I'm very grateful for the ways that he has just done so much in my life. I'm so thankful. So,
okay, so music, you got your own sound, your own flavor. Where does this come from? Where do you get your ideas?
Comes from growing up in Kentucky. I was always surrounded by bluegrass music and like incredible bluegrass bands. So I love country music, grew up on country music, but I also grew up on Christian radio, and I'm, you know, a follower of Jesus, and I love so much Christian radio. So I kind of combining those two is what I like to do. So
I'm glad you do. Then we can all play it in our industry, and it's been so much fun. So I know that you have tragedy as your story. You've told your story before of losing your brother and how God has brought you through that. I know that there are people that resonate with you because they're like, I've had deep loss as someone I love. And I know it's still fresh. You never get over someone you love. How do you encourage someone that's going through that loss? What do you say?
Yeah, I would say, you know, loss is really hard and there's not an antidote for it. There's not a fix all. Jesus is your comforter, but it's not like it just heals in a split second. I would just say, keep going, keep trusting the Lord, keep letting him lead you on this path. And eventually he's going to work everything, you know, for your good. Eventually it might take a while, but he will.
Absolutely. So what do you do for fun? Because you're so busy right now. What is it that you do to say, I got to chill?
I like to play pickleball.
Really?
Yeah. And I like to be outside. So anything outside, going on a walk, going to my family farm in Kentucky, which I don't go as often as I would like to. But being outside, really. So, yeah.
Okay. So what did your parents do well? What would you say? Like, oh, I love this about them, because I know that we're all impacted by parents in our life, good or bad, but I know there's some good that happened with you.
My mom's an educator. She runs a Christian school in Kentucky. She founded a school, the school that I graduated from. So my mom is, I love how my mom educates people. She stands for truth very boldly. She's like all in for truth and the truth of Jesus. And so she's bold. I love her boldness. My dad is very patient, and I really admire that about him, because I struggle with patience. We all do. But my dad is so patient and just so like content, and he's steady, and he's never changed. He's been the same way since I was a kid, and I really admire just like his consistency. So yeah,
sounds like I love your parents.
Yes.
And your mom being a bold woman of God, I love that so much. So I'm thankful for that. I'm thankful to see parents do that. What would you say to a young lady, since you're this beautiful young lady and it looks like you've got the world by the tail and that God's blessed you and you've got all these wonderful things happen? Yes, but still life is not always easy, and I think you could probably say that too. Sometimes you face difficult challenges just on your day-to-day life. How do you address that?
Mm-hmm. I think, you know, it can be hard dealing with stuff like that. I think for me, it's always about community, surrounding myself with my family, my church, my pastor, the people that I trust, my mentors, going like, I need to lean on you right now, or I need advice for this or that, and can help me get through the day-to-day things. But my life may look perfect to the outside eye, but it's far from it. And I have my own struggles, and I have, you know, my own, I mean, the sacrifices alone that artists make just to be artists is insane. And like the challenges and the things that we give up to do this. So I think everything has its ups and downs, and every part of life does as well. So,
yeah. Well, thank you for that. I want to take up a whole lot of time. Last thing, favorite dessert. What's your favorite?
Andy's frozen custard. Have you ever had Andy's?
No, I haven't.
It's like a chain. I think, I don't know if it's like, I don't know if it's in your area, but it's really good. It's like frozen custard, and I get cherry and chocolate. It's really good.
Yeah.
Sounds so,
so good.
Yes.
Definitely. One last word. What do you want to say to somebody listening?
Keep going. Whatever you're working through in life, whatever struggles you're facing, keep going. God has a plan, ultimately.
Amen.
Yeah. We love you, Ann Wilson. Thank you so much. We appreciate it and know that God's going to continue to do great things. Go, girl.
Thank you so much.
So good.
If you want to learn more about Ann Wilson, her music, and find out more about her story, that's on my Conversations link right now. We've got it all right there, star883.com.